This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin landed in Tokyo Monday for talks with regional allies to begin a four-day visit to the region that will also take them to South Korea. It's their first overseas travel as representatives of the Biden administration. Blinken and Austin will meet with their Japanese counterparts on Tuesday before departing for Seoul the following day. They hope to shore up relations with both countries as China increases its influence in the region. In a piece published Monday in the Washington Post, the two officials said they chose Asia as their first overseas trip because, in their words, the Indo-Pacific region is increasingly the center of global geopolitics. They said the United States will work with its allies in the region to hold China accountable, this is a quote, when it abuses human rights in Xinjiang and Tibet, systematically erodes autonomy in Hong Kong, undercuts democracy in Taiwan, or asserts maritime claims in the South China Sea that violate international law. Gunmen on Monday seized three primary school teachers in the northwestern Nigerian state of Kaduna, according to the government, in a region racked by a spate of attacks on schools. The kidnap of teachers comes just 4 days after 39 college students were kidnapped by a gang. Kaduna's Home Affairs Commissioner Samuel Arawan said in a statement, three teachers were snatched from Rima Primary School in Birnin Gwari as pupils arrived for studies Monday morning. He said the students ran from the attackers when they realized what was going on, so no students were abducted. Two pupils who initially went missing have been found. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department on Monday charged two suspects who allegedly worked together to spray a chemical irritant on three Capitol Police officers on January 6th, one of whom later died. Julian Ailey Cater and George Pierre Tanios are facing multiple counts, including assaulting police with a deadly weapon, after investigators said they sprayed at least three officers with an unidentified but powerful chemical agent. One of those officers, Brian Sicknick, was later rushed to a hospital and died the next day. Cater and Tanios are not charged with killing Sicknick. The complaint said the officers were temporarily blinded and disabled by the substance and needed medical attention and assistance from fellow officers. Both of the suspects are scheduled to make initial appearances in court later this afternoon. U.S. automaker General Motors Corporation announced Monday it will build certain 2021 light-duty full-size pickup trucks without a fuel management module due to the global semiconductor chip shortage. A GM spokeswoman told Reuters news agency that the decision will lower the fuel economy slightly in some models, including the Chevy Silverado and the GMC Sierra. The change runs through the 2021 model year, which typically ends in late summer or early fall, she said. She did not say how many vehicles exactly will be affected. Industry observers say the microchip shortage is driven by a surge in demand for consumer electronics as more people work and study from home. Automakers, meantime, expected lower sales during the pandemic and canceled orders for chips last year, but auto sales have rebounded unexpectedly. The Vatican has decreed that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions, currently legal in more than two dozen countries. The Vatican says God cannot bless sin. It issued its formal response to the question with a two-page explanation published in seven languages and approved by Pope Francis. The Vatican says gay people must be treated with dignity and respect, but that homosexuality is, quote, intrinsically disordered. Catholic teaching holds that marriage between a man and a woman is part of God's plan and intended for the sake of creating new life. And Germany's ruling center-right Christian Democratic Union Party suffered defeats in two regional elections Sunday, dealing a setback to the party, which faces federal elections in September without its stronghold, Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel has held the chancellorship since 2005, but plans not to run for re-election this year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.